Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Who are, make sure we're working all right. We okay now? Okay. Did we not have sound at first?
We did not have sound at
first. Okay, we did not have sound. So we'll start again. Once again, Mark Poloncarz with another COVID-19 update. I'm joined here by Dr. Gail Burstein of our Department of Health, Kate from Deaf Access Services, Derek Smith's manning the camera, now making certain that the sound is on, and Peter Anderson will be asking questions from the public. Hopefully you can all hear. If not, I'm sure we'll be getting comments saying you can't hear. Does it appear to be working there, Derek?
It does for us.
It seems to be working for us, so hopefully it's working for everyone at home. We've got some important updates, of course. Once again, I want to thank the public for acting appropriately. There were some that were not acting appropriately. We'll go a little bit into detail about that later. But you've heard about flattening the curve. And what we're seeing now is we're starting to see a dramatic uptick in cases, and unfortunately we're seeing more deaths in the last few days. And if we are not able to stop that case rise from shooting up, we're not only going to have many, many more cases in the community, we're going to have many more deaths. And we're planning for the worst, hoping for the best, but it's very important that we continue in our community effort to flatten that curve. There are going to be more people who are going to get sick because of COVID-19 in our community. There are more people who are going to get hospitalized, but we're talking about the difference between 25 or 30% of the population getting sick versus 50 or greater, and I'm talking about percentages, and that's hundreds of thousands of people in difference. So it's very important that we flatten the curve, we do our part to reduce the spread of COVID-19, which is everywhere in Western New York. It is everywhere. Every Western New York county has a case now. We expect that there are not just a few in some of these counties, but there's hundreds of them. We have hundreds of positive cases that we've identified and confirmed in Erie County, but we know there's probably hundreds and maybe thousands of them of more in Erie County that we just haven't confirmed yet. So we want everyone to take it seriously. I know a number of the individuals who have been tested positive. I've seen the list. I've seen the names. I've talked to a few of them. I talked to one person today who really didn't sound very good, but that individual is recovering at home, is not in hospital. But I do know some people who have COVID-19, and this is serious because for every individual that gets it and doesn't feel symptoms, good for you. But there's other people who are suffering some significant symptoms, including hospitalization, and as we've noted, six deaths so far in Erie County. So once again, the proviso, we put that out there. I'm an attorney by trade, so I like having provisos that everything that you see is as based as of this moment or when the PowerPoint was created about 15, 20 minutes ago. So the information, or unless it's identified at a different time on screen, is only as valid as then. It could have changed and all likely has changed because that's what we've been seeing. Just a brief update, and I'll actually turn it over to the doctor to talk about cases, deaths, isolation, and thankfully those who've recovered.
So far there have been 354 positive cases. So that's all the positive laboratory results we've received from COVID-19. Of those, unfortunately, six people have died, and we just want to reach out to those family members and express our condolences. And unfortunately, we expect to see more. 42 people have recovered, so that's the good news. And there are currently 306 people who are in isolation. So that is a combination of all the positive tests minus the people who have died minus the people who have recovered. So as of the evening of last evening, there were 52 individuals who were hospitalized in local hospitals, and 23 of those were in the intensive care unit. So that means that those individuals are very, very sick, where half of them are in the intensive care unit. So what can we do? Since we believe that COVID-19 is spread throughout our community, there is widespread community spread, and we know that anytime you go out, which I know people are going out for essential travel like food and to the pharmacy, that you know we have to monitor ourselves because we could be exposed. So what we're recommending to everybody is to check their temperature twice daily, and so that would be for a fever of 100.4. Other symptoms including, so we want to look for a fever and either cough or shortness of breath. So those are the symptoms that are consistent with COVID-19. So if you develop any of those symptoms, it's very likely that you do have COVID-19. So what we would want you to do is isolate yourself from the rest of the people in your household and from the rest of the people in your community. And if you have any questions that you want to ask about your health, call your primary care provider. Again, don't go in there and show up or make an appointment for a sick appointment. Call ahead. If you have questions about your health, they can probably very easily be answered over the phone. And if you do need to be seen, you know, call ahead so they can usher you right back into an exam room with wearing the appropriate personal protective equipment so you don't expose other people. You know, also, if you feel that you need to be seen in an emergency department because you're very sick, again, when you call 911, let them know that you have COVID-19 or you're suspicious that you have COVID-19 because you have the typical symptoms of COVID-19. Remember, we have to ask you to not only take care of yourself, but also to take care of the people around you.
Thank you, Doc. I want people to understand that there are a lot of folks who have symptoms like COVID-19. They may have COVID-19. There are limitations on testing, as we've talked about. Healthcare workers are being tested. Law enforcement, those on the front lines, are being tested. And we're finding a lot of positives. As the doctor noted, we're up to 354, I think it is, cases. That would be 44 more from what I think we just announced last night. So that's just from the early batch. We're seeing a lot of positives. We know that there are healthcare workers who are testing positive. We know that there are police officers that have tested positive. We know that there are firefighters that have tested positive. We know we have county's employees that have worked, at least one, heavily duly involved in the response to COVID-19 that have tested positive. We're seeing positive tests from other areas as well. So you got to really take it, as we've said, it's everywhere. And going out, that is the wrong message to send. It's also endangering your life and potentially your loved ones. I was very angry last night when I got the word that our Erie County Department of Health had to shut down two establishments that were violating the governor's orders with regards to bars and restaurants providing only takeout or delivery. They'd already shut it down by the time I got the information, because at the same time I was getting that information, I was reporting on the death of what we now know, because it's been announced publicly by her friends and family, of a 43-year-old woman who had no underlying health conditions. This is exceptionally serious, folks. There are people right now in area hospitals who are younger, who are in the ICU units. There are people across this country who are dying that are younger, that are teenagers in their 20s. And if people are going out and partying and having a good time, they're putting themselves at risk. They're also putting their family members at risk and other people they come in contact with. As was announced earlier today, the Department of Health, and I'll let the doctor describe a little bit more about the process, they received tips that local establishments were operating in violation of the governor's orders, acting as if it was business as usual. maybe doing it in a sly manner, saying come in for takeout, but you could sit there and eat and grab a beer and hang out while you're waiting, which is wrong. You can't do that. So the Department of Health came yesterday with the Erie County Sheriff's Office. They went in undercover to begin with. It's almost very similar to what they do when they have an underage drinking tip. They'll go in with someone who's under the age of 21 undercover. If that person is able to buy beer or alcohol, then they will actually issue the commissioner's orders and shut the place down. Very similar to that. They received a tip that two locations, AJ's Clarence Hollow and Clarence and the Swanee House in Buffalo, were ignoring the order. They went in undercover. They were able to confirm that that was the case. They were violating the order, and then they went in with the sheriff's office, and they shut the facilities down with a commissioner's order. The information's been turned over to the state liquor authority. The state liquor authority now has the ability to do whatever they want, to find them, to shut them down. We don't. We don't have that power. We have temporary power to shut them down under the commissioner's order. It's up to the state liquor authority to determine what they're going to do permanently. But we're just, once again, sending that message to any restaurant or bar owner out there. People are calling us and letting us know about these. We're going to send out our public health sanitarians with sheriff's officers. And if you are violating the law, we will shut you down. You are putting your employees at risk. You're putting your patrons at risk. And we cannot have that in this community if we're going to get through this and reduce the community spread. Doctor, you want to talk a little bit more about all this and how it works?
Sure. I mean, basically, it's a sting operation. So we send in, once we receive a tip through either the sheriff or local police department or through our hotline, we will deploy a sanitarian to go into the establishment and see what the circumstances are. I mean, sometimes when we go, it is people are parked in the parking lot because they're working, or people are collecting takeout food. However, in these instances, they saw that people were ordering food and drink at the restaurants, so we had a sanitarian place an order. And once they were able to place that order and purchase that food to consume and beverage in the facility, we had the evidence. And so the sanitarian went out to meet the sheriff, who was somebody from the sheriff's office, who was waiting in the parking lot. And they went in together and served the order and closed the establishment.
Thank you. I mean, the rules are the rules. There's no on-site consumption. And if you think it's okay, well, they're waiting for their food so I can serve them a couple beers. It's not okay. That's how people are transmitting the illness. It's an airborne illness. And if a bartender is a little sick, touches their face, then puts their hand on the bottle, the person can be transferred just like that. Yeah, we know there's issues with regards to whether that's safe for takeout and delivery. We're trying to ensure that all our local establishments follow the rules that are out there with regards to healthy conditions and sanitary conditions. That's what our sanitarians go and do. But this was a situation where the sanitarians went out and they believed that the law was being violated, that there was on-site consumption of alcohol and food. And as such, the facilities were shut down temporarily by a commissioner's order, and now it's in the hands of the state liquor authority. A lot of questions with regards to retail businesses. We've got new further guidance on what is essential, and these are the only things that can be open at this time. So if you want to go out and get that pair of jeans, you're not going to be able to do it. You can't go to the clothing store to do it. But, of course, grocery stores, including all food and beverage stores, pharmacies, convenience stores, farmers markets, gas stations are considered essential, restaurant and bars, but only for takeout and delivery. I think we've covered that. And then hardware, appliance, and building material stores for construction purposes. There's been a lot of calls that we've been getting about stores like mega stores or Lowe's and Home Depot, and how people are just going in and walking around and picking up a broom instead of what really this is supposed to be, which is for construction purposes only. So we're once again telling folks, don't go out unless you absolutely need to. You're not doing yourself a favor. You're exposing yourself. One of the individuals that I talked to in the last couple days that has the illness that I know basically said, I don't know how I got it, but I think I got it when I went out, and I went out to a Lowe's. And I didn't need to get what I did, but I wanted to do it. So they went out and they did it. People are asking us, give us a line, a list of all the places that we know of. It's everywhere, folks. It's every major retailer. It's every supermarket that people have been in. It doesn't necessarily mean they may have or they transmitted the disease to someone else, but they might have. And so it's almost impossible to say, here's the listing of every Tops, every Wegmans, every Aldi's, every Lowe's, every Home Depot, every Target, because that's how this is being spread in the community. And if we do not reduce that community spread by staying indoors and only going out when it's absolutely essential, we're going to see something much worse in this community, something I'm very fearful of. I'm very fearful of what happened in New York City is going to continue. It will happen here. I'm fearful that people are ignoring this and not taking it seriously. And as a result, people are going to needlessly die in this community because they wanted to go out and just walk around a store. If you want to go out in your car and go for a ride, do it. I don't have a problem with that. If it's a rainy day today, I'm glad people are staying inside. But if it was a nicer day out and you wanted to go walk with your family members or ride your bike, that's okay. But don't do it in groups. I'm hearing groups of kids are coming together. Parents are basically having play dates in which the kids are coming together to kick the soccer ball around. It's a terrible idea. Please don't do it. And now we also have new guidance with regards to construction. The governor issued yesterday basically a complete shutdown of all construction except for emergency construction, a project that would be necessary to protect health and safety of the occupants of a building. Let's say the roof was torn off. You could finish doing the roof so at least it's safe and stable. Can't finish the whole project. And essential things such as roads and bridges. There's a number of road and bridge projects that are going on across our region. We need to continue those and finish those. But in those situations where even they're finishing to basically make it safe or working on the road and bridge, they have to follow proper social distancing guidelines. You can't have 10 construction workers standing next to each other. You got to spread them out. I've seen it myself. I've seen construction sites where there's construction workers all en masse in the same spot. And guess what? Who do you think's tested positive under some of the things that we got? Construction workers. Folks, we have to be realistic here. We are testing as many people as we can. We've got more testing kits. We have more reagents. One of the reasons we're seeing the numbers go up in positive tests in Erie County is because we're testing more people based on the protocols that have been provided to us. If you're in the hospital as an inpatient and you're very ill, you're probably going to get tested, and that's why we know some of these other areas that people may work in are passing COVID-19 just because the individual is in the hospital. If you're not feeling well, you just stay at home, talk to your doctor, you monitor your conditions. If an individual is admitted as an inpatient in a hospital and is showing the conditions of COVID-19, they generally will be tested to determine if they actually have COVID-19, so the individual in the healthcare facility know what they're dealing with. But these are the rules. Please follow them. And the other thing about the governor's order that he passed yesterday, he has given all local governments the power through their local law enforcement to enforce these, including what potentially could be fines and shutdown of sites. So this is different. The Department of Health has had the power to shut down facilities that aren't following the health code, that aren't following those types of laws. This is different. This is giving all local law enforcement in county and state, county and local officials the ability to shut down and fine companies, work sites, businesses that are violating the most recent orders of the governor. We see what's happening in New York City. Thankfully, it appears that there's a leveling off of cases in Westchester County, but things in New York City are pretty bad right now, to the point where New York State asked other areas of the state to provide ambulances to send downstate. And we got word of that, and we've sent a couple ambulance crews, or in the process of sending a couple ambulance crews from Western New York, Erie County, to help out. We've also had the power as part of that, if we needed them, to bring them back. One of my staff members was talking to Sean Lavin, the council member from Amherst. He's working mortuary status as a member, as he was called up from his reserve duty. National Guard, excuse me. He was called up and he's doing mortuary duty. And the message that he was sending to us is it's really bad. It's really bad. I hope the people back home take this seriously because we don't want to have the reserves have to get called up to do mortuary duty in Western New York. That's what he's doing in New York City. Please listen to the rules. Please follow them. We will enforce them. If you have questions, you can call our COVID-19 call center, 858-2929. That's open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. There are times that the phones are completely busy, and I'm certain right now they're probably busy because they usually get busy whenever we talk about the call center. And then other times of the day, it slows down. You can walk in there, and there's only two or three calls that are being answered in one of the call center locations, and we have multiple locations in the Rath building. So make certain if you have questions that are not hypotheticals, you can call the call center. If you have questions otherwise, go to the websites. There's lots of websites out there. And just know that there are very important resources that we want you to understand exist, including our webpage, and that's updated daily. So if you have any particular questions, you can go to that, and we will hopefully provide you the answer to it. If you're not feeling well and you're feeling the symptoms, do not go to the ER. Do not go to urgent care. Trust me, people who have COVID-19 are going there. And if you go there and you don't have it, you just expose yourself to COVID-19. If you have symptoms, stay home. Call your doctor. Call your doctor. Discuss it with your doctor. And a decision will be made of what's appropriate for your situation. With that, I just thank everyone that are following the rules for doing good work. For those of you who are not following the rules, you're putting the rest of the public at risk. And someone could die from it, and we will shut you down if you're violating the law. But that will open up to questions.
Okay. First question for you, County Executive. Earlier today, President Trump was discussing a two-week quarantine for New York State, parts of New Jersey, and Connecticut. Would there be any effects on Erie County with this potential quarantine, or do you have any information on that?
The question was in regards to what President Trump talked about earlier today, a quarantine for possibly New York State, or at least parts of New York State, Connecticut, New Jersey. I do not. We are waiting for some guidance. Of course, nothing seems to have been officially done by the president. He tweeted that out. There is very much concern of what's going on in the New York City metro region right now. I think everyone is concerned. We are acting as if we have a serious issue here because we have a serious issue, and that's why we don't have a quarantine per se for everyone. A stay-at-home order that is not in place. We are asking people to act appropriately. Stay at home as long as you can and have to. If you have to go out for essential purpose services like food, it's okay. You can do that. But just do that. Don't go out and decide you can go party at your friend's house. So if we get more information on what the president was talking about, which does not appear to have been implemented at this point, we would certainly share with the public. Next question.
Okay. Dr. Burstein. Should we be implementing a mask for all policy in our supermarkets?
So the question is, should we be implementing a mask for all policy in the supermarkets? wearing a mask for somebody who is sick is very important. They should be actually in isolation. So people who are sick should not be going out. People who are well, a mask does impart some level of protection. It's not full protection. You really need a good, well-fit N95 mask that has been medically fit for somebody that has a respirator in it to give full protection. However, a mask, just a regular surgical mask or procedure mask, can impart some protection. It's a false sense of security if you think it's going to completely prevent illness. I know some of the healthcare systems, some of the hospitals have a policy now where all the healthcare workers are wearing a regular procedure mask or a surgical mask, again, to try to reduce the risk, not eliminate the risk. If individuals have access to a mask, it could be a good idea to wear it when you go out. Again, it's a concept of risk reduction, so it's reducing the risk, not eliminating the risk. Again, there is a shortage of masks overall, so if people do have a mask and they're going to go out to the supermarket or the drugstore, it's not a bad idea to wear it, again, for to help reduce the risk of exposure.
Questions is, can Erie County issue tickets to people who are not socially distancing, or how can we enforce that?
The question was, a lot of people are upset about seeing individuals not physically distancing. Can Erie County issue tickets? Based on the governor's order last night, which says that local governments can enforce by law the most recent close orders and reduce of workforce orders, I believe we could for that. I'm not certain we could issue a ticket for someone just standing within 4 feet of each other. So we can issue for those that are violating the laws with regards to reduction of workforce or shutdown of non-essential services. I do not believe at this point we would be able to issue a ticket just because someone happened to be standing within 6 feet of another person. Next question.
Dr. Burstein, what can people do if they don't have a primary care physician?
So the question is, what can people do if they do not have a primary care physician? I assume to ask medical questions. There are many people who are insured. Many times health plans have a line where people can ask medical questions about their health. If people who are don't have access to that, they could try calling an emergency department or an urgent care center. However, it's very difficult to get those questions answered correctly by any of those facilities because they don't know you as a patient. They don't have a relationship with you, and they don't have any access to a medical record. So it is a tough situation. So for people who do have insurance, and I know that we've been successful with our, getting many people in Erie County insured through the New York, through our New York marketplace. Try to use that, that access by calling your health plans and asking to speak with, a nurse that is on call to answer questions.
Okay. Another question about retail. You mentioned Lowe's earlier. People are saying that Lowe's, Walmart, Target are not putting safety procedures in place for employees or staff. What recourse is there?
The question is, what recourse is there if employers that are open and allowed to be open as being essential retail are not protecting their staff? Once again, you can contact the Attorney General's office at ag.ny.gov. You go to that site, you can find their 1-800 number as well as a complaint form. The Attorney General's office is the prosecution arm of the state of New York. They have the ability to enforce the law, to issue, like we do, stop orders and the like. We have powers under the law, but it is also New York State that we're taking tremendous lead from, and they are the ones that often have a lot more powers than we do. So if you're seeing an issue that you think you need to complain about, whether it's your own employer or you just happen to be there and you think they're violating the law, you can go to ag.ny.gov, go to the Attorney General's site, and you can fill out complaint forms or make actually call in a complaint at the number there.
Dr. Burstein, any information on home testing?
So the question is there information out there about availability of home testing for COVID-19? Unfortunately, there is no home testing or any rapid tests available yet for COVID-19. I know that the FDA are reviewing applications from various biopharmaceutical companies that have developed their own tests. However, there have not been any approved yet. I mean, that would be ideal to have some type of rapid antibody tests, again, so people could get the answer within 10 or 15 minutes. Unfortunately, those tests are not available yet. However, what we know right now is that there is so much COVID-19 in the community. If you have the symptoms of COVID-19, a fever plus either cough or difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, you should assume that you have COVID-19. You do not need a test to diagnose yourself, and then act appropriately in putting yourself in isolation, removing yourself from everybody else, staying in your own room, using your own bathroom, or cleaning up the bathroom with disinfectant after each use. So please, you do not need a test to be able to diagnose yourself with COVID-19.
I think this is a good question for the county executive. The writer says golf courses are packed in the southern tier. Can you talk about Erie County golf courses and golf this time?
The question is regarding golf courses. Can they be open? First off, the county courses are not open. We would normally not open those anyway until probably mid-April, sometimes May, even depending on the weather. So the county golf courses are not open. Grover and Elma are closed. If you wanted to buy a pass, you can buy a pass online. You can send in with a check, but there's no in-store or golf course sales. Golf courses are being allowed to be open by New York State as long as they follow proper social distancing guidelines. The state courses that are open elsewhere, not in Western New York, but in downstate, have moved their tee times to every 16 minutes. They're requiring people to pay for golf online with a credit card, not in store with cash. I've heard of cases of golf courses being swamped with people. If you have a foursome and there are people that you've been around all the time, it's probably no harm. The issue is when you come in contact with the people that you haven't been around. So that's why the guidance are you have to limit the amount of opportunity for people to actually congregate and be together. So if there's bars and restaurants and golf courses that are serving alcohol and food for consumption on site, no, they got to be shut down. Theoretically, could they be serving food and drink for takeout outside? Yes, they could. But you would not normally see the bar and restaurant, the grill room, be open. You can't do that right now. And I'll give you an example. The guidance that's come down with regard to golf courses is flagsticks can be in place, but they shouldn't be touched. So some of the courses are actually like putting the flagstick in, and they're putting a thing around it so you can't even get your ball in the hole. You just get on the green, and you kind of pretend you putt it out, and then you go on to the next hole. We do want people to get out and enjoy the outdoors. That's why our hiking trails are open, but you got to deal with safe distancing on the hiking trails. So if you come with three people and there's 25 other people right in front of you, you better stay your distance back from them. You shouldn't. You should all be spaced out. I saw some great pictures from some people that went to Franklin Golf yesterday, and they were showing how they were spaced out and there was hardly anybody there. We got some incredible parks to go hiking in, and not everyone's taking advantage of those parks. They're going to Chestnut Ridge and Como Park. Franklin Golf is an incredibly beautiful natural wonder park that we have, just like areas of the forest. Golf can be safe if you follow safe social distancing, physical distancing guidelines. If you don't, you're putting yourself at risk just like anything else. And just to once again, the county golf courses are not open. I know the city of Buffalo golf courses are not open. I know the town of Tonawanda golf courses are not open. So if you see people golfing at these facilities, they're violating the orders, which those places are closed right now, because truthfully, none of those courses would be even ready to open at this time of year. They normally don't open up until later April, early May, just because of the weather.
Okay, this will be a question for Dr. Burstein. People are concerned about thermometers, having trouble finding thermometers. Where can you buy them? Things like that.
Yeah, the supply of thermometers seems to be not adequate to meet the demand right now. So, that's a tough situation. You can try ordering online, like through Amazon, see if you can get a thermometer there. If the places where you usually purchase thermometers, like a pharmacy or a grocery store, is out of them. What I would do, to save a visit to a pharmacy or grocery store if you're just looking for a thermometer, is call ahead. Don't save yourself the trip of going inside and the risk of exposure. Because remember, for pharmacies, many times people are going there because they're sick to pick up medication. And so you just really want to be careful about the pharmacy as a place of exposure. So again, calling to see if they're available or trying to order a thermometer online would be your best bet.
We'll take a couple more questions, and I know the doctor has something she'd like to read.
Okay. This will be a question actually for both of you. Reports are that Governor Cuomo is considering placing a ban on cigarette sales and e-cigarette sales beginning on Monday. What do you know about this, if anything? What would be the benefits or the challenges of this?
I've not heard about this. This is a question about is the governor going to ban the cigarette sales and e-cigarette sales as of Monday? That's the first I've heard of that. Doctor?
Yeah, I have not been aware either, and my environmental health staff has not been alerted to this.
Here's another one for you, Doctor. Is it possible to have COVID-19 without having a fever?
Yes. Is it possible to have COVID-19 without having a fever? We know that this is true because we know that it's been documented that there are people who are COVID-19 positive on a test and they do not have a fever or other symptoms that are suggested of COVID-19. That's why we're seeing so much community spread. It's because there are people who are out there walking around. They may who are positive for COVID-19 if they did have a test and they don't have any symptoms. We see this with other infections too. People start shedding virus before they develop symptoms. So just that's why we're asking everybody to be very careful, monitor themselves for fever, and to be very careful about limiting non-essential travel. Don't go out and don't if you don't have to, and don't go near a group of people that you don't normally live with, say like your family. Just, you know, try to stay away from everybody, because anybody could have COVID-19 and could be shedding virus, and they would have no idea of knowing it.
Okay, and other questions about non-essential and essential services, particularly is landscaping, garden work an essential service or collection?
The question is landscaping and garden work as well as collection agencies essential work? And my understanding is the answer is no. They're not essential work at this time. They are not included in the exemptions. A company can apply for an exemption, but if they have not applied for an exemption and received it from Empire State Development and they're operating, they are in violation of the law. They can be shut down and fined up to $10,000 a day. If you are in those fields and the work is being told that you have to do, it's my understanding that it is not an essential item and has not been exempted. So one more question, and then Doctor will read something she has for the public.
Okay, here's one for Dr. Burstein. Doctor, do you know if any UBMD healthcare workers will be able to help in this crisis if they choose?
So the question is, would any UBMD healthcare providers be able to assist in the crisis if they choose? And the answer is yes. Actually, any healthcare worker has the ability to volunteer to serve in this time of crisis. There is information on the New York State Health Department's website. On their COVID-19 website, there's a site for healthcare providers, and on that site is a site where healthcare providers, regardless of your degree, physician, a nurse practitioner, PA, nurse, any type of nurse, can go in and volunteer. And even they're also taking people who haven't been in practice for a while, and they still want to volunteer. The state would welcome those applications. Right now, my understanding that many of those individuals, if they're called up after their applications, they may be deployed to the downstate area, because that's where they have the biggest need right now in New York State. And then I was also under the understanding that they were given the possibility of working in with COVID-19 positive patients and with patients who did not test COVID-19. So I just want to encourage all healthcare providers to register to possibly volunteer if they're called, and they would be provided with the appropriate personal protective equipment, and they won't necessarily be mandated to work with COVID-19 patients. So this is an opportunity for us to serve not only our community, but to serve the state and to serve our government, to all work together to help us stay well and recover from this situation.
Thank you, Doctor. We are going to be here for the duration. There may be a day off here and there for each of us, but it's not like there'll be any vacations coming up. We'll be working very hard. A lot of people were asking, do you expect this to end by Easter, as the president was hoping, and I don't really think so. Our latest estimate is we're not going to reach our peak for at least 20 to 30 days, and that, of course, is post-Easter. So I want everyone to understand we're going to be working hard. You've heard me sing a song or two, and actually I think I may be up to four now. Someone shared something with Dr. Burstein, a poem, and she read it to me earlier, and I think it's appropriate that we share and connect and understand that we're all in this together. So, Doctor, you want to say who that's from?
Thank you, since I cannot sing. So this was sent to me by Dr. Nancy Nielsen from Jacobs School of Medicine, and it's a poem that was written by Lisa Unger, and it was written on March 11th of 2020, this year. So in the name of the poem, the title of the poem is Pandemic. So what if you thought of it as the Jews consider the Sabbath, the most sacred of times, cease from travel, cease from bullying and selling, give up, just for now, on trying to make the world different than it is. Sing, pray, touch only those to whom you commit your life, center down. And when your body has become still, reach out with your heart. Know that we are connected in ways that are terrifying and beautiful. You could hardly deny it now. Know that our lives are in one another's hands. Surely that has become clear. Do not reach out with your hands. Reach out with your heart. Reach out with your words. Reach out all the tendrils of compassion that move invisibly where we cannot touch. Promise this your love. Promise this world your love, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, so long as we all shall live. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Doctor. Some of us will reach out in song. The rest of us don't want to. Reach out in different ways that you know, and reach out with your heart to each other. We're all in this together, folks. Together we will get through it, but we'll only get through it together if we follow the rules to prevent the further spread of COVID-19 in our community. Until I see you next time, be safe. Hug your loved ones that you're with, but do the right thing and avoid getting out in the community, because you might only end up infecting someone else or yourself, and we want to ensure that that does not happen. So on behalf of everybody in Erie County, be safe, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.